Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. Indian and Indonesian embassies occupied. Radical activists of Green Front have recently occupied both the Indonesian and Indian embassies in The Hague, Netherlands. They peacefully declared their solidarity with the Papuan Freedom Movements and the Save Narmada River Movement in Middle India. Both are in struggle as they oppose destruction of the earth and their livelihoods and face state repression. In India, the latest report from the Save the Narmada movement says dedicated satyagrahas are now in the water that has risen to chest level and is rising further. Adivasis, or tribal activists, are resolute to remain where they live, even if it means they will be taken by Mother Narmada. It is imperative that India stops construction now and releases water from the Sardar Sarovar Dam. The flooding has destroyed the livelihoods of Adivasis and farmers in the valley. Those whose land has already been taken have been poorly compensated. The whole dam construction project in the Narmada will force 400,000 people off their land. Large dams are like nuclear power plants, promoted as a clean energy source, but in reality having huge negative side impacts. Cutting the water flow increases parasitic diseases such as malaria 3- to 5-fold. Because the decrease of river output at the mouth, coastal land once fertile becomes salty and dies. In the end, even if the Indian and Gujarat state governments manage to afford the huge irrigation schemes they promote, the irrigated land is less than the area flooded or otherwise destroyed. Many tribunals and authorities have been set up to rehouse the displaced, but they are failing at every level. The situation in West Papua is becoming increasingly grim for the indigenous population, their movements, and leaders. A tribal leader from the Balim Valley was poisoned after his return from the Bali Preparatory Meeting for the Johannesburg World Summit. The Kotika Tribal Assembly Chairman was arrested in June and has been held without charges while his health is deteriorating. Police have launched an operation to remove all people suspecting of supporting separatism. The Indonesian authorities are using the killing of 2 American citizens and an Indonesian near the Freeport mine as an excuse to launch a 60-day operation to attack activists, although there is no evidence relating them to the murders. The Indonesian and American military are restoring ties, despite reports of the Indonesian army training and funding operations of a Muslim extremist organization recently responsible for massacres on Ambon in Papua, a situation comparable to the Afghani Mujahideen of the 1980s. This deepening crisis is taking place with complete contradiction with the image promoted by the Indonesian government that West Papua has been given special autonomy. While embraced by Western governments as a step toward political solution and a greater freedom for the Papuans, reality shows the opposite. Also, revenues from the Freeport mine are exempt from the autonomy bill, flowing into the central treasury. West Papua is one of the last areas of largely unspoilt rainforest, but now under continuous threat from mining, logging, and oil and gas exploration. The tribal Free Papua movement sees the ecological threat as an equally important reason for ejecting the Indonesian military, guarding destructive projects because their livelihood is dependent on the long-term preservation of the forest. While organized by Green Front, the Dutch branch of Earth First, many of the occupiers from all over Europe have been here to participate in the Conference of the People's Global Action, a global network of social and ecological grassroots movements from all over the world. Earth First is not an organization, but a banner used for ecological direct action in defense of Mother Earth. Green Front has become well known in the Netherlands for its many actions against the EU freight rail project between Rotterdam and the Ruhr area. For more information, go to their website at www.groenfront.nl/English. That's www.groenfront.nl/English. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef@cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. So come